When Love Takes Over on BBC Radio Kent, you're listening to Anna Louise. Throughout the show, we've been chatting chickens. During lockdown, it's not just toilet rolls and tin goods that have been difficult to get hold of. Oh no, chickens are too. There are massive waiting lists for them at farms all across the county, with suppliers and sellers struggling to keep up with the demands. Keep your messages coming in. Let me know what you love about chickens, how they've changed your life. And if you're a newbie to it all during lockdown, 81333, start your message with the word Kent. Well, Gavin Wren is a creative food systems consultant. Gavin, do you think lockdown is opening up our eyes to a new, in inverted commas, way of sourcing food?
Well, yes, it is in some respects. But I think that lockdown is actually about the way that we're reacting to lockdown around food is actually about way more than the food itself. And that's why this extends to not just chickens and wheat and everything and bread, but there's a whole kind of different, there's a whole cultural shift that's happening because of lockdown.
What is that cultural shift that you're seeing?
Well, what it is, it kind of goes back to how like we react, how people react in times of crisis. For instance, people like to have a certain amount of control and sort of autonomy over what they do in life. So when we go to the supermarket or we go to the local shop and there aren't any eggs on the shelves or we're out of flour and things like that, then we've lost control. And when we're under lockdown, we've got even less control. We can't go to a restaurant. We can't go and do all the things that we want to do in life. So what happens then is we want to take back control. So we do that in the ways we can. And that might be baking a loaf of bread, or it might be getting some chickens, or, you know, all of these ways that we can actually...
Or stockpiling toilet rolls, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, it is. It's exerting some kind of control, you know, taking sovereignty, having like this, you know, being in control of your environment.
It's so interesting. I was saying to Steve, who produces the show, that before lockdown, or just before lockdown, me and my mum were kind of talking about all the plans we had in place before, obviously, it was all, you know, stopped because of the coronavirus pandemic. And we were saying how much we were going to miss holidays and events that we always go to every single year. And then my mum did actually get coronavirus, and it's been an incredibly difficult time for me and the family. And it does change your entire perspective. We went from kind of almost moaning and grumbling to ourselves about the holidays and things we were going to miss out on, to just going into pure survival mode, fearing for the future, not even being able to think about the days ahead of us, only putting one foot in front of the other and focusing on day by day, which I've never had to do. I'm very much a person who likes to plan and likes to look forward to the big exciting things coming my way and have lots of fingers in lots of pies. But it's totally changed my life.
Well, yeah, and that I totally relate to that. And it takes the part of the stockpiling thing, actually, going back to that, is interesting, because when there is a crisis, when people are scared, we resort to our own individual survival, of course. So that's why, you know, it becomes very basic about the things that we want. And this is also a long enough period of time to be in a situation for new habits to form, for us to, as people, when we change our behavior, if we change behavior for a day or two, you know, if we cook food for a day or two, it's not long enough time to actually put that in place as a permanent behavior change. But when we're doing the same things for 6 weeks, then, or more, then it's long enough to actually become part of our daily routines that we don't even think about anymore. And it can really change how we behave going forwards as well.
I think I'm definitely going to be more of an in the moment kind of person. I think we all are because of this experience. I mean, do you think that people will make this lifestyle change, whether it is being more in the moment, whether it is taking on a load of chickens for the first time, whether it is growing veg or home baking or getting into the new sourdough trend, do you think people are going to take this on for good, or will life just revert back to normal after lockdown?
Well, it would be really lovely to say that we're all going to all grow our own veg and bake bread every day, but I guess realistically that's, we're not going to hang on to all of those things. However, on the bright side, I mean, people, if they learn new skills, if they learn alternative ways of behaving, of acting, you know, we learn how to cook new foods, or we learn how to grow certain foods. I mean, if people are taking on chickens as well, then we have a certain responsibility there as well to look after those animals. So I think that we are going to hold on to some of these things. And even if that's just holding on to the fact that we learn new skills, we learn new behaviors, we learn like different ways of being rather than being reliant on whatever systems, whatever shops, whatever food products and things we were reliant on before. So I think there is definitely a big chance of people learning and sort of leveling up on their skills around food going forwards.
Mm. And people are going to farm shops for the first time, and butchers have seen increased interest because of lockdown. And some farm shops I've seen on Instagram have been completely selling out of stuff. Do you think people will stick with buying local when all this is over?
I think they will do to an extent. The interesting thing as well is how veg box delivery schemes, just around the time of lockdown, they all sold out. They all reached absolute capacity. So the next thing they did is some of those organisations have been able to increase their capacity. And I think a lot of them have seen over a 100% increase. So they've basically doubled their output. And that's an amazing thing. And I would really hope that people see the value and even the convenience as well in local shopping, veg box deliveries, and that's then hold on to that after this, because it's.
Have your foods, I'm just so interested to know, Gavin, have your food habits changed during isolation as a consultant?
Well, I would say probably the main thing that's changed is that I'm cooking 3 meals a day at home rather than running around to meetings and going places and having dinner with friends. So, you know, I'm eating at home, and obviously, and otherwise, I mean, my habits haven't changed that much. In fact, what I have had to do is just be a little bit more careful now, because for the first 3 or 4 weeks of lockdown, I did realize that I was perhaps eating a little bit too much for someone who was spending 7 days a week locked up in his own home. I've had to just attenuate to that slightly.
Have you jumped on the Joe Wicks phenomenon?
Well, yeah, that might be next week for sure.
Gavin, thank you so much. For those interested in you and following you and finding you, how can they do that?
If you find me on Twitter at Gavin Wren, or my website is renand.co.uk.
Gavin, thank you. That's Gavin here on BBC Radio Kent. Gavin Wren is a creative food systems consultant. You're listening to me, Anna Louise. We'll be going down on the farm after 5 o'clock. But first, here's the Pretenders.